My name's Malcolm Thorpe. I remember coming to the Yorkshire Bridge and playing around it when I was 5 years old.
Really?
And it was a pub and a farm then.
Yeah.
It was a pub and
a
farm.
Yeah.
And the farm buildings were out in the yard outside here.
Right.
And down below where the apartments are now.
Right, yeah.
And it was still a farm. And then after it stopped being a farm, the buildings down below were taken over by the Derwent Valley Water Board to use a storage place, because they actually owned the pub in those days, the Derwent Valley Water Board.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, so they bought it when the whole reservoir scheme happened.
And
yeah.
As being young, I can remember just after the war, the Home Guard stored things down in the buildings down below.
Right.
And some of the bigger lads from Yorkshire Bridge, we was with them following them, of course. There were William Hall, Charlie Riley, Alec Penman, and we found they found these big cylinders.
Right.
And we didn't know whether they were bombs or what.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, yeah.
They smashed it.
Right.
And there were smoke bombs.
Oh, right.
But they used in the war.
Right.
And the smoke filled the whole Yorkshire Bridge Estate for about 4 hours.
So who smashed them?
One of these big lads.
Really?
Yeah. They could do. Like you do, because we'd be 5, 6, 7, and they'd be 10, 11, 12, out, and 13, 14.
Right.
And it actually, you know, smoked the Yorkshire Bridge out for the whole estate for about 4 hours.
Lovely.
That's one of my early memories of the Yorkshire Bridge. And then another one was when, again, we was very young, and somebody said, get up to the Yorkshire Bridge quick, there's something special to see.
Right.
So we came up and parked outside in the yard, outside the pub, was this vehicle with a trailer with a beautiful big speedboat on it.
Oh, right.
Blue. And we didn't know what it was, and we didn't find out after. It was either Donald or Malcolm Campbell with Bluebird, and they were taking it up to, I think it was Windermere or Coniston, for one of these world record runs. And I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
And that was an early memory.
Gosh.
And then another one, very early memory, was when the war finished, again, I'd only five then or six, and they said, quick, get up to the Yorkshire Bridge. And I think it was the Derby and Nottinghamshire regiments, they all lined up here,
right.
and there was a lot of them, and the mascot was the Derby Ram, and it still is.
Yeah.
And it had big curly horns, and there was an officer either side, and they walked from here, marched from here down to Bamford, and to the pubs in Bamford, then down to the Marquis, and that's another very early.
What, with the ram?
With the ram, yeah. That they walked with the ram. That was the mascot, and that walked in the front.
Right.
I don't think there was a band. I can't remember a band, but I can remember that. And then again, they were early memories, and I can remember going on from there when it finished, when the Purvises came, when Peter Purvis first came
from
here.
From Blue Peter.
From Blue Peter. Yeah. They came, and of course Peter Purvis was the same age as me and my cousin Brian and John Bullivant, and of course we made friends straight away. But Peter didn't go to Bamford School. He went to a private school in Sheffield. In Blackpool.
So where did they live then, that family, the Purvises?
Yeah, they lived in the pub. There was a landlord and landlady.
Were they?
They came to take over after the Hoggarths.
Right.
So
see.
We became very big friends with Peter Purvis. And during, in the buildings outside, he had a marvellous, marvellous train set built. His father would have it built for him.
Yeah.
And on school holidays, if it was raining, we'd be playing with the trains, or we'd come in the pub and play darts in the tap room, because it was shut then.
Yeah.
And of course, it was a lot smaller pub then.
Yeah.
And it had beautiful, in all the rooms, had beautiful big coal fires. And the barman was a man from Bamford called Bob Gracie, and he used to come in and play with us. And there was a little man called Little Bob, and he used to be the handyman.
Right.
And he looked after all the fires in the pub,
right.
You know, because they're all.
Yeah.
And he used to come in and play around with us. And as I say, we played with Peter Purvis until they left, till they left the pub. And I don't know how many years that was. And then I never saw him for years and years. And then one day we're watching the television and he came, he's before Blue Peter,
right.
He came on Doctor Who.
Oh, really?
He was on Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I saw him again, and then somebody had, you know, knew he'd lived here, and he came to do the Open the Garden fete in Bamford, and one of his times he come, I met him, and you know, to recall, or to, and we came and had a meal up here with him.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so after Purvis has left, there was a man called Mr. and Mrs. Machin.
Right.
And they were landlords here, and of course, we as kids we were always playing around here. And where half the car park is now was a garden down below.
Oh, right.
So John Bulliver to myself, he had a job on a Saturday morning digging the garden for Mr. Machin.
Right.
And apparently, I think he was from Leicester, and he was a businessman.
Yeah.
And he had a factory that made shirts.
Right.
And I can remember him bringing me and John Bulliver two shirts one morning. We'd never had new shirts in our life.
Yeah,
it was always from jumble sales.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There was a blue and red shirt. They were like little sports shorts.
Right.
But whoa, to go around in these shirts, we were like kings. and it was very nice people, Machins.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after Machins, again, I think it was then Vaughan's came.
Right.
I think it was Vaughan, Elaine Vaughan's.
So that's
people.
Elaine who's here. Yeah, yeah.
And I can remember them first coming.
Right.
And of course, by that time, I was getting older, and we could come in the pub a bit then.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember all, and the landlords after that, there was Vaughan's, and then Hurlins, and okay, what was another one? Miss Roy Clowes,
right,
and one or two more, but it was always a centre of attraction, this pub, and of course it was very busy still when we were children, because there was a hutch down there from the workers from building the reservoirs, and
yeah.
All the workers used to come up on us on a Sunday mainly. That would be the day off.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, so it, a lot of good memories of the Yorkshire Bridge. Lots of things I can. Tonight, obviously, things will come back into my mind that I'm trying to think of
so
now.
So you lived at the Yorkshire Bridge Estate?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born in Derwent before it was flooded.
Yeah.
I was born at the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
And then when we came, we lived at number 22.
Right.
On the middle row, on Parsons Gate.
Okay.
And then the top, Bemrose Gate, the top row, that was made for bosses on the water board or the office workers.
All right.
So when my father got promoted, we moved up onto the top row.
Literally up the hill.
Yeah, because it was a bigger house. And from there, that's where when I emigrated to Australia and New Zealand. From
all right.
There. And then when I came back to work for the Water Authority again, there were houses vacant on the bottom row, Stewardgate.
Right, okay.
So we went there, and I've been there for 50 odd years now, down on Stewardgate.
Gosh.
But
yeah,
as I say, most of my life, for 80 odd years, I've lived down here. Yeah.
So did you used to come in the pub when you were an adult then?
Oh yeah, teenager. Yeah. Oh yes,
yeah, teenager.
Spent a lot of time as teenagers in this pub. Yeah.
So what was it like? Really busy.
It was
people
busy.
Elaine talked about the jukebox. Was
yeah,
the jukebox
there was a jukebox.
Then?
I remember the jukebox coming. And it was always a popular pub, and as people got more transport, especially Saturday nights, you had a job to get in the pub. It was it was that busy.
Yeah.
And I was just saying to John, in my eyes, it is still even what I call a cosy pub. It's always been cosy and comfortable and well kept.
Yeah.
The Yorkshire Bridge has always been well kept.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of very, very fond memories.
But it was still far, the people who had the pub, up to a point, they were still farming as well.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Like the Hoggarth
farms. Hoggarth, yeah.
So by the time like Elaine Frost came, the Frost, they
they'd all farming,
gone. It all stopped.
That
had
all
gone. It was
gone.
Just a pub there.
Yeah, they were just, the stables carried on for a while outside.
Right, okay.
And there was a chap called Captain Walker from Thornhill, and he had horses there. And again, as youngsters, we used to come up here and help muck the horses out, and then we could ride the horses up as far as the dam and bike.
Right.
Yeah.